Welcome to Second Take, a sports podcast with comical conversations, top fives, and entertaining special guests. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Second Take.
Welcome to Second Take.
Welcome.
This is episode 7.
Dude, new intro is fire.
Yep. Tough.
A little bit of Joe Rogan.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of talk about college football when it's crazy.
We got the Sunday night football game off the screen over here.
Mm-hmm. Steelers, Cowboys.
Go Steelers.
Go Steelers.
We have
TJ Watt. New flag.
New flag.
Avery Johnson, as always.
Added Darren Sproles.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
What are you talking about?
Come on. Chargers.
Bro. K-State, bro.
All right, let's get into it. Top five Trinity athletes draft.
Who gets the first pick?
How if your phone get a coin flip? You pick heads or tails.
Flip a coin.
Tails never fails.
Heads.
All right. My 1-1. I'm going to write this. Caroline Bruce, swimmer.
Yep.
Anything you want to say about that?
Olympian, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
2004. She was in the Olympics.
That was in my list.
Yeah. I think you can't. She's an Olympian. Like, that's impressive. I mean, am I wrong?
No. This is so bad. I'm in such a bad situation. I'm in a pickle.
Why's that?
Because I know. Oh, I get 1 and 2, don't I?
You get 1 and 2.
Oh, we're good. Number 1, Clay Shively.
Okay.
Number 2, Morgan Burns.
Okay. Yeah, your list is already just good. You said Clay Shively first, though?
Yeah, Morgan Burns.
I think I'm going to have to go K-State commit Ben Adler.
Bro, oh my gosh.
What?
That's
Ben Adler, dude. He had a great career at K-State.
On the Giants.
He was on their like practice, I think, for a little while. Just straight up athlete. But yeah, he's really good. That just messed up your list.
I just don't know what to do here.
And I think
kind of running out.
I think. I really want to say Gary, but he's not gonna make it. trying to think of more athletes.
That's what I'm.
I have one that I'm gonna put in there, but not yet. But I'm trying to think of someone else. Okay, let's go through the sports. Oh my gosh!
We're trying. Learn about Trinity Academy men's basketball.
Coach May. Oh, wait. I think I'm just going to do it. Caden Williams.
Okay.
White Donnie. Or some people like to call. Nobody says that. White Donnie. Dude, if you go look on Huddle, go look up his highlights.
I'm going to Trinity. I'm on Trinity's max prep right now. We are. I'm trying something. Why is Coach May still a coach? I have a few. Dude, I feel like I can't. Like, this is hard.
Yeah, once you get to this part, this is where it gets a little rough. It's like you just want to say someone, and you just don't know like what to say, because it's kind of hard.
We'll go Donald Collier.
Okay. At three.
Mm-hmm.
Good list. Good list. What? Do we miss somebody?
No, I'm reading because our max preps hasn't been updated for years.
This is bad. Okay.
Oh, I have to go for another
one. This is great podcasting.
Oh my gosh, we're forgetting.
Who are we forgetting?
K-Dubs.
Okay. Okay.
That's 3 and 4.
All right, now I have 4 and 5. This is rough. What the heck? This is not Trinity. I was on Trinity's high school stuff on Max Preps, and
so
now
you
I'm
just
off.
Have your 5.
I have 4 and 5.
4 and 5.
All right. Oh. Let's go soccer. Okay. A couple. Let's go. Matthew Cooper Matthews.
Current.
Cooper Matthews. Only current so far.
Now you're at 5.
Is there somebody now? Am I missing somebody?
I feel like there's somebody current.
There's got to be somebody current. Like,
I might go 5.
In our class? Alika Howard.
That's shouldn't have told you that. That was my 5.
I don't know if she's top 5 of all time, but I think it's still good. I think she's good.
Screwed me up a little bit.
Sorry if we missed anybody. We definitely missed some people.
Felix.
Yeah. That was one I would thought about saying. Yeah. Dude, he's doing a radio.
Is
he's
he?
On the radio now. Right now.
That's sick.
I forgot what the channel number was.
Someone told me. We're gonna pop.
Yeah.
We'll get him on second take.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
All right.
Great list.
We will put these out
on the Instagram.
On the Insta.
That was some great podcasting by us.
He gave me no time to prepare. He came up with a question.
I didn't give myself enough time to prepare either. So,
well, the draft part made it harder.
Yeah, it did. It definitely did because we couldn't say.
I was like, "There's no way he's gonna pull Ben Adler."
Bro, I know my Trinity football though. We may not have the records to show for it, bro, but we have some athletes to come out of Trinity. Yeah, I think I still feel like Caroline Bruce. Is the best athlete come out of Trinity.
I feel like I know Zane
Todd. But give Clay Shively some time. He might take that.
I'm reading off because they have not updated our thing. There's
honorable mentions. Gary.
Chase Anderson.
Don't know who I do know who that is. Another honorable mention.
Remember Blessing?
Yes, Blessing basketball. Did he stay all 4 years?
I don't.
Because he was I think a freshman. My brother's senior. He was an athlete. I don't know what happened to him.
I don't even.
Yeah. Hillard.
Beast.
Yeah. Who else? You think Dan Beckler played any sports with that training? I didn't even know he went to Trinity.
Didn't they say that he, like, as he was leaving, they created a football
team? Yeah, he spent the year after.
Yeah.
Was the first year.
Then he's probably a soccer weapon.
Oh, Jake. Jay Freaky. I mean, we got some athletes. Toff. Sam Ferguson.
Sam Ferguson.
We missed some. Ole Miss. Wait, Ole Miss? Is that right? Ole Miss. yeah.
Connor John.
Mm-hmm. We forgot about him. How do we forget about Connor? What was the other dude? Brady. Another bowling athlete.
The dynasty. Will it come to an end?
Sebitz at tennis. Pretty good tennis player.
Alex Hobson.
Alex Hobson, also a really good tennis player. Yeah, I don't really know any.
Lou Kenny.
At what?
Basketball.
Tearing his ACL.
McCain Butcher. Kicker.
Yeah. Probably best kicker.
Gotta have Harvey.
Harvey's pretty good. Do you think he's done after that? Do you think he's done after this year? He's like not
gonna play anymore. That's up to him.
I don't know. It's up to him. Zach's been balling out recently, not gonna lie. I think he's gonna be good senior year.
Mm-hmm. Next if we have an O line.
Next year's gonna be rough.
If we have a program, I don't know.
There's zero O line next year.
AT is gonna be on the O line next year.
They might move
It's gonna be Kale, Tyler.
They're gonna have to move people. No offense to Mill and Gehrig and all you guys, but y'all need to get in that weight room.
The dietitian's coming.
Yeah, get your numbers up.
Predicting O line for next year.
Starting O line next year.
Starting O line.
Gehrig at center.
I don't know Gehrig. No, Kingston at center. Kingston
at left guard.
No, Kingston center.
No, we already have a JV center. It's Gehrig.
Okay.
And he can snap the ball decently. I mean, he's going to get better.
Oh, I forgot. Carson Dunnigan.
He might be at line next year. I don't know.
He will be at line next year.
He won't be able to. I mean, he will be able to, but I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, there's not a lot of...
Dude, AT is going to be massive.
Dude, gross spurt's gonna go crazy.
He's gonna be no. It's gonna. Have you seen his feet, bro? That's a weird comment to say. All right, let's move on. Let's get on to college football.
Very upset week.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. First upset.
Mizzou, A&M. Game wasn't close.
Not at all. I mean,
I knew Mizzou was fraudulent.
Yeah, bub.
Shout out, Jason.
Yeah, shout out all the Mizzou fans, Jason. I don't know. But that game, crazy. What was it, 40 or something?
41-10. Ex-K-State cornerback, Willie.
Uh-huh.
Being crazy. Have you seen that?
No.
His nickname is the Blanket. And so he put a blanket and like a note in a Missouri wide receiver's hotel room. And said like, welcome. Yeah. He clamped him up.
Who else?
We had the second upset was Vandy and Bama.
I mean, that's insane.
Vandy never trailed the entire game.
Yeah, no, it's absurd how that game is. That Vanderbilt, the fact that Vanderbilt even was in that game. Do you remember the guy who's like, Vanderbilt, when they come to our, or yes, we got the, Vanderbilt
the guy,
next?
The super zesty guy that
yeah,
was like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They gonna learn how to play SEC ball.
Talking to Alabama. I mean, I that think was a he was Jalen just
Hurts Alabama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he was just talking about Alabama now. Like he this was just year, predicting. I think he was just predicting like a couple years in advance, quite a few years in advance. But yeah, 35-40 in Vanderbilt. They take the goalpost to the river. Insane, dude.
Keep talking.
I mean. They just got outplayed. I mean, their quarterback threw two touchdowns.
Dude, Vanderbilt, Cornelius Vanderbilt, shout out Mr. McNabb.
Yes, dude.
The shipping weapon.
Yeah, without him, I don't know if the country was built on guys like Vanderbilt and Carnegie and
was this
Rockefeller.
What was this was before the Gilded Age.
I believe so.
Yeah.
It was the Industrial Age. This is it. I think that might be after. Or
Industrial Revolution. Which one is
I don't know. I passed that class a while ago. Yeah. I mean, Alabama coming in this game probably should have blown them out. This is the biggest. How did we go from beating Georgia to losing to Vanderbilt the next week? That's the most insane thing I've ever heard. I mean, come on.
Prediction for next week. We already talked about it, but Colorado and K-State, we both.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of looking at it. We talked about it last week.
I think it has the potential to be a close game.
Yeah.
It also has the potential. But I don't.
I'm not a Coach Prime.
Me neither. Honestly, I think he's all talk for the most part. I think he does say some good stuff sometimes, but I'm not the biggest fan of it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that game. I think it's at Colorado, right?
Yes.
I think we have a chance to go in there and shut them up immediately. We just got to start strong.
Yep.
Speaking of teams starting strong, Georgia, they did it again. They started very slow and then just blew the team out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we go back to Colorado?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about McCain. He says that. I'm trying to make sure that I say it's accurate. He said that if you split Travis Hunter into two separate people, one person on one on defense only, one person offense only, so corner, correct? And then wide receiver. He says both of those players are going in the top.
I mean, I don't know. I really haven't looked into his defense.
I'd say his wide receiver for sure.
Yeah, I don't watch Colorado football enough to know about how good he is at defense. But I think maybe, yeah, he's a really good player.
I think
he's overall just a well-rounded player too.
I think obviously the whole center of all the hype. In Colorado, when you think about Colorado, you think Shadur and you think Travis Hunter. But yeah. I think they need to watch out for Billy Horn Jr. Because
uh-huh.
I feel like he's kind of the guy in the background that he's always incorporated in the big plays.
Yeah.
As a wide receiver for them.
I think if we can go in there and just run all over them, we'll be
good. Yeah. Our defense can step up. If our defense just steps up.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the Boise State running back? The Boise State running back. He already has 1,000 yards.
Thanks.
That's the Heisman favorite now. And I think it's.
What a week are we? We're in week 6. And we already have a guy who's 1,000 yards. Oh, yeah. He's the guy who was everyone was talking about. I saw the interview with him, and he was he just couldn't leave the culture and the. That team that they built there.
He has 95 carries for 1,031 yards, 16 touchdowns, and a 10.9 average rush.
Huh.
That's absurd.
Yeah.
Get him on case.
He's staying there. He's staying in Boise.
He ain't gonna be there after this year, bro. He's gonna get drafted. Better
leave. Yeah. No, that's insane.
All right. NFL. We got a couple more games. Okay.
Tennessee, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. How are you feeling?
That hurt.
Go Bigs.
Well, it's kind of disappointing. if you think about, like, from a coaching perspective, Tennessee had a bye week last week, and they had 2 weeks to prepare for this game.
Yeah.
And they go scoreless.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do that. I mean, Arkansas. I mean, they still could. Arkansas could have choked that game.
I think if you
they just had a crazy game.
If you watched the last half or the last drive, that Tennessee quarterback, if he hit the tight end on first down, and he would have caught it probably the 13-yard line, way past that actually. I mean, he had yards too. He would have been able to turn and put himself maybe on the 5 or even 3 or something, make a play. And like Tennessee wins that game.
Yeah. Because
they have 4 downs from the 5-yard line. And they've been in their running game in the red zone has been pretty
good. Yeah.
Obviously not great.
Yeah.
It was
19-14. And they only scored in the third quarter. The whole game. I mean, that's crazy that, I mean, Arkansas even pulled that off. Arkansas was terrible last year. I mean,
they're still not
a great team, but I mean, just for them to pull that off, it's insane. What, three games in the top 10, three teams in the top 10 lost to two of them were to unranked, and one of them was to Texas A&M.
Yeah,
so a
9-4.
Yeah, and then Miami almost lost. That was a crazy game. I went to sleep. I was like, and Miami scored 21 points in the fourth quarter and came back and won. I mean, that California defense was not stopping them at all. It was insane to look at.
But. So basically last night, the Tennessee game ended about probably 10-20.
Yeah.
And I was not happy. So I was like, okay, let's see what's going on. I saw the KU game kind of going back and forth, so I flipped that on, and I watched the game-winning drive from Arizona State.
Oh, that was insane.
The little over-the-shoulder catch.
Yeah.
Nice little play, and it just made me laugh. It literally just boosted my spirits.
Just seeing KU.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it does. They're terrible.
They're in the dumps.
Bad. They're not playing good football right now. One game. They've won one game.
Lindenwood. And they were talking about winning
the Big 12. Yep, they were. And I think they talk too much. Maybe. Do you think it could be like, so do they practice? Do you think it could be having to do all this travel? Like, because they have to travel every game. I mean, it's not like a ton of traveling because Lawrence isn't too far from Kansas City, but still, is it? I feel like that'd throw me
off. I'm gonna fact.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like that could affect them a little bit. Just the fact that they're not playing, and they're not practicing in the same place probably every game, and they're not playing in the same place every game.
I feel like that only is gonna matter against somebody like K-State when you bring it to site in Kansas, or like Mizzou, if you were to bring Arrowhead, you're gonna have a lot of people there, or like a Nebraska, some surrounding state.
Yeah.
But like if you're playing Colorado, or you're playing like UCF in Children's Mercy Park, that should not be an issue.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they had to travel freaking 12 hours.
Yeah.
If they drove minimum. And you have a 45-minute drive.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe
I just feel like they're just in a weird
circumstance. Poorly timed stadium upgrades.
But yeah. So I mean, I just kind of want to go back to Miami, California, because I was trying to stay up and watch this. I was so tired. I was so wiped, and I was like, "This game's over. California's gonna win." They were up by 35 points, or not up by 35. They had 35 points.
I was about to say.
I mean, they were scoring good. The last quarter, they only scored 3 points, though. And Miami just took it away at the end. They just went back to back touchdowns. They stopped. they stopped California and just took the, I mean, took the ball straight down the field and punched it in the end zone.
I just think this kind of sucks for Cam Ward. I mean, it's also partially his fault. Just his team getting into situations like these.
Yeah, like, it's also good.
It hurts his Heisman.
Yeah. I think it's good for becoming a better quarterback,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Because when you're like, when you have to come back from these really hard games where mm-hmm. you're down by so much and like nobody thinks you can win and you have to score 21 points in order to come back and win by 1 point, I think that helps your like NFL career. Because like you got to be clutch in the NFL.
Late night last night, watching KU lose.
Well, that's not great. That's not bad. But I just was outside a lot.
Yesterday?
And then just eating 4 slices of pizza.
That pizza. And then Pizza Hut.
And then a glass of milk.
Yeah. I'm amped up right now, actually.
You probably had a Baja Blast.
Voodoo, Mountain Dew Voodoo.
I knew it.
But yeah.
NFL time?
NFL. So let's get into it.
Bengals.
Dude. Bengals aren't going to make the playoffs this year. Like, I genuinely believe that at this point. I mean, you cannot be losing. You cannot be 1-4. And, I mean, it's hard to be 1-4 and go make it to the playoffs.
Oh,
in general. Delay. Oh, Steelers Cowboys game is delayed right now for weather. Just let them play ball, bro. Rain is nothing. Rain is nothing. No, but the Ravens, they were down for most of the game. I mean, they had to come back and they scored 17 points in the fourth quarter and they tied this game up and it went into overtime. I mean, Joe Burrow had a crazy game. He scored 5 touchdowns, or he threw 5. He had 5 total touchdowns. But yeah, that I mean, the Bengals they can't be losing these games. I mean, the only way they make the playoffs, like they basically have to win out this point, because there's no way they're going to, because they still have to play the Ravens again.
Jeez.
They have to play the Chiefs. No, I don't think they play the Chiefs this year.
They don't.
Yeah, they do, because we play their whole division. Yeah, you're right. They do. They still have to play the Chiefs. Oh, we already played the Chiefs. We beat them, remember?
They have Giants, Browns.
They have to play the Browns twice still. They have to play Eagles. The Steelers twice. They have to play the Ravens again. They have to play
Raiders,
the Eagles. Raiders.
Chargers, Steelers, Cowboys, Titans, Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to lose at least 4 of those.
Yeah.
I mean... They're not making
them. Baltimore's kind of in the hunt still, too.
Yeah, I mean they'll be fine. They're 3-2. They're a good football team. I mean, that's just fact of the matter. But yeah, I mean that game's crazy. Ravens kind of just came back and stopped them. Derrick Henry. In overtime too. It's the first. I think the first overtime this season? No, I think there was another one, maybe.
That Thursday night.
Thursday night. Oh, yeah, we got to get into that. But first overtime.
So I was watching Glorious King Aaron Rodgers highlights.
They lost.
Except they lost.
Yeah. Let's get into the Jets Vikings. Nope, that's not what I meant to say at all. But that's okay. Bucks Falcons. Dude, Kirk 36-30.
Falcons beat the Bucks. It's kind of a little shootout between Mayfield and Cousins.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins is him. 509 yards, 4 touchdowns.
They don't run the ball.
Kirk Cousins in October has his best stats of all time. Like if you look at all his stats in October, they're always like he's top 5 quarterback.
In October. 8
It's Kirktober. 58 passing attempts is crazy. The average amount of plays in the NFL football game is like 156. Let's see how many times they ran the ball. Or how many times they're
starting. Bijan had 12 carries.
For 61 yards. Yeah. I mean, they threw it a ton. I mean, Kirk Cousins is just that guy.
They ran the ball 18 times.
Yeah. Okay.
And threw the ball 58. 59. Count Darnell.
The ending of the game was probably the craziest part of the game. Because they go down the the Bucks kick field goal. They go down, kick field goal. And then Young Hoku, whatever. What? What? He goes down. The Falcons come down, score another field goal. And Young Hoku, he was a little shaky because he missed two field goals at the beginning of the game, and he got one blocked. Yeah, he missed two field goals on the same field goal attempt because there's a penalty, and then he missed it in the same exact place. He almost missed it another field goal, so you didn't know what was going to happen going into that halftime or going into that thing. And then, but I mean, the Falcons came back and took the victory straight out of the Bucks.
Yep.
Hands.
Now let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Vikings 23, Jets 17. I was really hoping for a different result. This was in London. Started at 8:30 this morning.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm so mad because I started Aaron Jones. I don't think I would have started him if I would have known that they were playing in London at 9 in the morning, however early in the morning it was. Like, because those games are always just iffy. And then he got hurt. And so I'm just cooked on fantasy at this point.
Why is Sam Darnold led a team to being 5-0?
It's a miracle, honestly.
What good coaching does to a man. He had a terrible
game. I mean, he didn't even have that good of a game. And they still won this game. Justin Jefferson, that's probably the answer to your question. Of how does Sam Darnold lead the team to 5-0? Justin Jefferson's just him. I mean, when you can throw it up to a guy and trust that 90% of the time he's going to get the ball, he can grab it from the other guy. I mean, it's pretty good. And Sam Darnold's not a bad quarterback, honestly.
Yeah, and it was pretty close. I mean, the end was. I was watching that. Rodgers just underthrew a man. Had that pick, but they were driving down the field. Could have been a little different.
Yeah.
Ending to the game.
Yeah. Yeah, the Jets, Aaron Rodgers is cooked. Let's be real, but.
Should have retired.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I think it would have been a nice send off.
Yeah.
They should trade for Davante Adams. Get them on the same team again.
The Jets should. That'd be crazy. They did that.
Got Lazard. Davante Adams. Might as well get Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson. Pull him out of retirement.
Yeah.
Assemble the team.
Jets. Get Brett Favre out there.
Green Bay Jets.
The Green Bay Jets.
Clay Matthews.
All right.
Sorry, I'm trying to get the tripod.
Let's go. We forgot to do this. Let's talk about our random topics.
There you go.
I can start us off. KSI dropped the song. Let's just play a snippet of it.
No, we're not getting copyrighted.
No, we won't get copyrighted. It's just a short snippet. Okay. It won't get us copyrighted. It shouldn't. But.
Stop it right. Turn it off now.
Guess who liked that song?
I'm taking it.
Someone in our grade? Logan Paul. Nikki 30.
Yeah.
It's not surprising. Audience for that song. No, but it's atrocious. And everybody's flaming him. He's already made a YouTube video about how everybody's flaming him on the song.
Oh, I got it. I got a good one.
We cannot be doing this. Like, come on now. We cannot be doing, like, what is this? Like, 2016, whatever the heck this is. I mean, to the screen from the ring, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm the king.
I got my random topic.
That's bad. All right, go ahead.
Your top five songs of all time.
What? This is your random topic?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Top five songs?
Of all time.
Of all time. Dude, what the heck?
This is so we can make it more, cut it down.
Top one song. Best song of all
best
time.
Song of all time. Top two.
I'm trying to think of like this is I honestly don't I don't know how to answer this question. How would you what's your top what's your number one song?
It's like where to even like start.
That's why I'm like I don't know where to start with this.
I think I say like I feel like this is like objective. It's not like what you think is just like
yeah.
It's like a timeless song. I think Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears.
Mm. Good song.
That's a very good song.
Good song. I wouldn't even put that top 20.
Are you serious?
Yes. But good song. Good song.
Gotta be One Last Breath by Creed.
No. Gotta be The Thick of It by KSI.
We're gonna stop the podcast.
Why? What? I think at one, a classic song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
It's a good song.
Good song. Kind of put me on the spot, so I don't know if I would have it there normally, but.
Yeah. I think like even maybe like some Billy Joel's got to be up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Timeless music. None of this gonna.
What's that one song? I don't know. Whatever we've been playing for Bandit. Hype music in the locker room is atrocious. It's just not like it's just,
I don't want to know what.
It's like not even like it's just bad. Like it's just not a good. There's not good song. I don't care if I get flamed or not for that take, but
who has aux?
It's the usually
I'm gonna guess Will Zach.
No, Will's never on aux. It's usually Zach or Corey or Kyler. It's just Corey and Zach. Like it's just bad. I can't even think of like what Kyler normally plays. But it's just, like, in my opinion, it's just trash music. Like, it's the most random stuff, too. It's like, I don't even know.
Gucci Gang.
No, it's not like that. I think I'm becoming an unk at this point. I don't know any of this new
music. It's got some, like, young boy.
I don't know any of this new music stuff, so. Yeah. Jaden Daniels. Dude, he's him.
He's winning Rookie of the Year, no question.
Oh, yeah. Easily. I mean, you go and beat the Browns by 34-13, like, at Browns,
That's pretty good.
At Browns.
At Browns. I think it might have been at Commanders, actually. I don't know, but either way, I mean, he threw for 238 yards. I mean, he didn't have the... Wait. Oh, yeah, he didn't have the best game. He rushed for 82 yards. He's dual threat. I mean, Scary Terry is always a good bet when you're throwing up to him. He had a good game, too. But, yeah, I mean, he only had 4 receptions, and he had 112 yards.
Bills, Texans.
Bills, Texans.
Texans win 23-20. A little scared. Josh Allen goes down. Possible concussion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's back. He came back in, but who knows what if he has to get a checkup for that.
CTE.
you see the clip of Antonio Brown saying Tua has more CTE? It's probably true at this point.
Did you see what he said?
After that?
No, did you see what he... He posted something about Donald Trump Jr. on Twitter today.
No, I did not see that. He posts a ton, though. But, Bills, I mean, I think their window is closing.
It's getting there.
Yeah. I think Bengals' window is closed for this season. It could open back up. But Bill's window is slowly closing. I think in 3 seasons, at least 3 seasons, at most 3 seasons, they're just not going to be good.
Yeah.
Anymore. Josh Allen's still.
It's just like the dynasty.
Generational talent, though.
Dynasties that rise and fall. You know, you had the Patriots, the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like weird for me to look back. Like, I haven't really ever into the NFL, to be honest. Yeah. But to look back, I feel like the Seahawks, when I was a kid, I thought they won 3 or 4 Super Bowls for the longest time. Mm-hmm. I look back, pretty sure they only got 1 in that stretch.
Yeah. I mean, they're a good team. I mean, but I think the Bills, they always have struggles. They're not very, they don't finish seasons very well.
Never.
Ever. Like, they just never have. Like, last year, I mean, wide left, I believe it was, for that game. Or it might have been wide right.
Wide right.
I know for the Super Bowl, it's wide right. That's for sure. When they're in the Super Bowl. Four years in a row, you go to the Super Bowl and never win. It's bad. What else? Texans, though, their window is wide open right now.
Yep.
I mean, they're hitting it, too. Like, they're just playing good ball.
McCain, you are a Cowboys fan. Do not hop on this.
Yeah, he was trying to tell me he has this little flag for, like, this little Texans flag. And he said, I've had this since I was, like, whatever year. I don't believe that, bull. I mean, come on now.
His only jersey he got was from, like, Alibaba.
Oh, yeah, he bought it online.
CJ Stroud.
From DHgate or something. I don't know. Shout out DHgate.
Yeah, shout out DHgate. Don't hate on it.
I'm not hating.
But, like, if you're buying it for your team,
yeah,
it's a different thing. We're going to get a wall of Nate Aubrey DHgate jerseys.
Good idea. Yeah. I hope we can figure out our plan with those jerseys.
I feel like that window's closing.
Yeah. No, but CJ Stroud, I mean, balled out. 331 yards and a touchdown. Buffalo's just, they're nothing without Stephon Diggs.
Speaking of TA event,
volleyball.
Tuesday night, senior night.
Volleyball, be there.
Be there, please.
We will be there.
We'll be there. We'll
do a short recap of the Chiefs game, and then we will
probably 10-5 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, and then we might do a top 5.
I don't know. Maybe.
And then we'll definitely just, I mean, majority of it's just going to be us watching the game. Show up. We want that place packed out.
Bro, dude, we literally have, this is the best team we've had in years. This is no shade on any of these.
They beat Cheney.
Yeah, I know, bro. That
happened. Their coach got their 100th win.
Dude, she's been there for,
I don't, not that long.
Maybe like 4 years.
Yeah, I don't know. Not that long. But it's crazy. I mean, they're balling out.
Dude, this is the best thing we've had in years.
This is the time to show up. We should advertise it all Monday and all Tuesday. Like, ask everybody, be there.
Like, why would you guys miss out? Like, I know you guys wouldn't be missing it if we had, like, 3 5 stars on our football team.
Yeah.
We have packed student sections. But we got...
Come to the volleyball game on Tuesday. We got some, like,
commits. We got college commits on that team.
Yeah.
And crazy talent.
Yep.
Show up, bro.
I mean, please. Yeah. It's going to be a good game, too. I don't know who we play, but I think we're going to blow them out.
I heard their schedule's kind of coasting. They're...
Really? But, I mean, you go in and beat Cheney, I mean...
We're pulling up to that Cheney. We're probably going to find Cheney in...
We'll play him in the regional playoffs. Regional or sub-states,
yeah.
I mean, they're the only thing holding us back. And we've beat them twice. I think we did. I don't even think they beat us in that match.
No, it was 2-0.
It was 2-0.
We got that swagger.
I got my swagger back. W Pod. Dude. All right. I think.
Is that all we want to say?
Oh my gosh. I did not see this. Cardinals 24.
Yeah.
Niners 23. What's going on with the Niners?
They're broke.
They're broke without
it was the Christian McCaffrey. No, it was the Mr. Beckler curse. Should add Mr. Beckler.
Yeah, but they hadn't had him for a while. They haven't had him since, I think he said, the first year they went to that Super Bowl.
Dude, it's the Chiefs. It's been that time expiring, though. Like, it's like, now that he came
and once they have to pay Brock Purdy, they can't pay any of these other guys. They might not be able to keep Brock Purdy. I don't know. They might have to. He might take a pay cut, too. But
Brock Purdy to the Titans?
Why?
Because Will Levis is awful.
Yeah.
That guy's a joke.
He's clip farming in the NFL. Have you seen that?
Dude, he's coked up. There's no way. Have you seen him on the sidelines? He won't stop moving. He's going crazy.
He's probably like Aaron Rodgers and just like on mushrooms on the sideline.
He was on perk.
Some fent.
No, Rodgers was on perks.
I don't remember. Rodgers said on some podcast or something.
Probably Joe Rogan.
Probably. That he was on something, but yeah. Yeah. All right.
Be there on Tuesday. We'll be there.
Wish the Steelers game was playing right now. Could have talked about that a little bit, but they are being rained out.
It'll probably be rained out for a while, to be honest. I looked at the forecast.
Yep. That's bad. Okay. Come to the game. See y'all.
Peace.